I'll tell you what, I'm the luckiest woman going on because I have the best group of friends that anyone could hope to have. And I had the best helpers that anyone could hope to have. We had a 35%, 65% split, and we didn't lose by that much. And I couldn't have done that well without all of you, my dear, dear, dear friends. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much.
Myers, the incumbent senator from Danville, beat Winkle in Vermilion County by more than 5,600 votes. But as results from Champaign County trickled in through the evening, Myers' lead shrank. Still, with just 14 Champaign County precincts remaining, Myers led by more than 600 votes. That's when support from St. Joseph and a few Champaign City precincts put Winkle ahead to stay.
Anybody who thinks that Judy Myers can't run an effective campaign has another thing coming to them. She ran a first-rate campaign, and we knew at that moment that we had to make up that 600-vote differential in those 14 precincts, and we felt reasonably confident that we could. And as it turned out, as it looks like, we did pick up those 600 and had an extra 572.
Myers says she faced an uphill battle from the very beginning of the campaign. Republican leadership in Champaign County, especially fellow Urbana Senator Stanley Weaver, would not support her. In fact, Weaver gave $10,000 to Winkle's campaign. And then there was the statistical disparity between the number of Champaign County and Vermilion County Republicans. Again, Judy Myers.
The statistics are clear. It's 35% Vermilion, 65% Champaign County. They wanted it very, very badly to have the Senate remain in Champaign County. And I think that they work towards that end.
Winkle faces former Champaign City Mayor Dan McCollum in November. Winkle says he expects the state parties will target the race, perhaps pouring more than $500,000 into the battle. But more than money, Winkle says he'll need Myers' supporters to beat McCollum.
Look, we as Republicans are going to have to genuinely pull together on a real grassroots level and not worry about whose organization is whose. I mean, we're going to have to work as a unit, and if we don't work as a unit, then we lose. It's as simple as that.
But Myers has not decided whether she'll endorse Winkle.
Some of the things that happened in the process of running this campaign were painful. And I think I need a period of adjustment, if you want to call it that, or of thought as to what comes after this.
Democrats in Springfield drew the new 52nd Senate District map, and it leans slightly Democratic. But Winkle thinks he and McCollum may ultimately split the Champaign City vote, and McCollum may do well in southern Vermilion County, a Democratic stronghold. That makes it essential that Winkle put together a district-wide coalition, including Danville Republicans loyal to Myers. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.